Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we always try to look at how the news filters through social media. This week, social media was the news. Last night in Dallas, a bystander broadcast live from his Facebook Live feature.
There's an officer down. They're moving in on somebody.
And Facebook Live was also used by Philando Castile's fiance right after he was pulled over and shot by an officer in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. She began narrating what was going on. And again, this is very hard to hear.
He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand off it.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead.
Diamond Reynolds talking with the police officer leaning in the car window as her fiancé did die. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief of Slate. And Julia, I know you were struck as well by the role of Facebook Live. Now, a lot of people may never have heard of it. How does it work?
So Facebook Live is a feature that rolled out wide to all users earlier this year, and it allows any user on Facebook to live stream what's happening around them. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's been used by celebrities or at live events, but we've seen, you know, hard news applications of Facebook Live this week in two distinct instances.
Boy, have we. And we want to rush to say the most important aspect of all of the stories of the week are the lives lost and the horror of that. But it is, you know, compelling that we are even more horrified than, let's say, hearing it, as you would back in the day, hearing about it, because we're seeing it. Tell us a little bit of this video, apparently from a bystander named Michael Batista in Dallas.
Yeah, so Michael Batista streamed a Facebook Live from the Dallas shootings. You know, you hear gunshots on the video. He reacts with surprise. He trains the video on the scene fairly distant from him of a bunch of police officers and police cars. You see them taking cover behind the cars. You hear gunshots, and you hear his narration and description of the events. He's mm-hmm. saying he thinks he sees an officer down. He thinks the shooting is coming from a certain direction. You also hear him interacting with the comments that he's reading from his friends who are watching in real time, asking him if he's safe. At one point, he says, "Don't worry, I'm behind a tree." You know, in this instance, Facebook Live is just allowing an immediate broadcast of a violent incident before, you know, a news truck can show up.
Right. So that's just relaying the horror. But then we have the video from Philando Castile's fiance, Diamond Reynolds, equally disturbing, viewed 4 million times within a day of the shooting. You know, just how important is this Facebook application?
I think it's worth thinking about the Diamond Reynolds video slightly differently because she's less of a bystander. She was in the car with Philando Reynolds and her daughter when they were pulled over for a traffic stop. And the video begins, you know, after Castile was shot. And it's an incredibly immediate, visceral scene of this violent and fatal confrontation between civilians and police officers. And, you know, it does, in a world where not only can anybody record any violent incident or interaction with police officers, but they can, you know, broadcast it as it's still happening. It feels like the next step in the awareness that we have broadly as a country of how complicated these kinds of interactions can be.
Well, and we should also say that the Facebook live streaming last night of police under attack is also going to engender a lot of sympathy for them, scrambling around, trying to get the protesters into a safe place, even as they were exposing themselves to snipers. So Facebook Live is showing it works on that side of the equation as well. But did you ever see it? You know, there being concerns about this. I mean, we know in June, the Islamic State sympathizer who killed that police commander and his partner outside Paris, remember that story? He posted a 12-minute propaganda video on Facebook promising future attacks. Facebook removed that. So you start to wonder, is there going to be someone concerned about Facebook Live?
So these social networks have their own policies. Facebook's terms and services have an expectation that people, quote, warn their audience about what they are about to see if it includes graphic violence. Periscope reserves the right to take content down, but also to allow sensitive content when it is artistic, educational, scientific, or newsworthy. Mm. So, you know, what we're really seeing here is these tech companies being placed into a role where they have to decide how much they want to arbitrate what people use their sites to publish.
What happens when the sniper has Facebook Live? Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, thanks as always.
Thank you.